So moving back, what is the idea? The kingdom of heaven is likened unto 10 virgins at this time. What time? Remember, he's talking about a specific time when he returns. When he returns, the kingdom of heaven is going to, there's going to be, and remember, like all these things, it is not the whole aspect. This is, the kingdom of heaven is totally encompassed by this idea. Just like with the leaven and with the mustard seed and with the other parables, what they do is the parables focus on one particular aspect of the kingdom of heaven. There's an aspect of the kingdom of heaven that's going to be just like this. There are 10 virgins which took their lamps. The idea of the virgins, these are like bridesmaids. They aren't the bride herself. They are bridesmaids. And they are waiting for the wedding, right? They take their lamps and they're going out to meet the bridegroom. This is by ancient customs. You know, this is the way, the idea of whatever. It's not important, really. 5 of them were wise and 5 foolish. So we have a differentiation. You know, the thing about these parables given here is that there is things given to some people and others not given to them. How is it that one man is wise and one is foolish? What makes a man wise? Do I just say to myself, I'm going to be wise, but foolishness is bound up in my heart? How does one get the wisdom, as the proverb says? How did Solomon get his wisdom? He sought God. By nature, we might be foolish, but God can make us wise. By nature, we may be wise, but God will make us foolish in our wisdom. The wisdom of man is foolishness to God, it is written. And the foolishness of God is wisdom. Meaning, what seems to man foolish about God is wise in the sight of God. He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. So do not, be fatalistic about things, meaning, well, I don't feel very smart. And it's nice that you have intelligence, Paul, and I respect that. But, how is everyone else supposed to do this? Well, not all are given to teach the scriptures, but all can definitely. There's not a man among us who believes who cannot become like Christ in virtue, in righteousness. And in fact, I always say that faith comes easier when you're not filled with the wisdom of this world. And a lot of the wisdom I have caused me to do well early in school. And when my foolishness later on caused me not to do well in school was mostly because of running after the things of this world, running after, partying and drinking and all and other things. It was laziness and so on and so forth that caused me to fail in my wisdom. And all kinds of wise people fail. Sometimes it's the simple people with their simple sincerity and their transparency that they just are able to perform the works of God so much easier than those people who have all kinds of things going on in their head. It's no bed of roses. To whom much is given, much is required. So we have some with wisdom. What kind of wisdom? It's going to be wisdom that brings them to salvation. But remember, this is something that's given to them. And don't necessarily think that these human beings have to be like notably wise. A person could be very simple, but wise in what they do. Because that's what it's about. What they do is wise. It doesn't say they understand trigonometry better, or understand calculus better, or that they sit around having word association games with each other because they're so clever at repartee. No, at banter between each other. No, rather, they are wise because what do? They take oil in their vessels with their lamps. And what this refers to is a separate reservoir of oil. They have their lamps and they have a reservoir of oil in a vessel. The others have their lamps and there's oil in their lamps, but they don't have extra oil to get through the whole night, so to speak. The wise ones brought it. They think, the bridegroom might take a while, so I'm going to bring extra oil. This is in the parable. And then at midnight, there's a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go out to meet him. And so all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish said to the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. The oil that was in their lamps, they all started out with burning lamps. But the foolish one didn't have enough oil, so it burnt out. And the wise had enough oil, so it kept burning. And they said, well, give us your oil. And he says, we can't, because if we give it to you, it will be not enough for us. So there'll be a shortage on our end, and none of us will have enough oil. So they said, well, go to the market and get some. So, and then while they went to buy, the bridegroom, you know, right, the bridegroom comes, and the virgins come back, and they want him to open. So how do we apply this? What is it? On one hand, we see some people have wisdom, and they take something with them. They have something. Now, I'm one who always believes in the grace of God. I always see God's hand behind every good thing. When good things happen to me, it's because God is being gracious to me. It's not because I'm smart. And if it's because I'm smart, it's because God gave me wisdom. Because he could just as easily shut my eyes, that I could be wise, but yet be a fool in his sight. Because I may have the wisdom to understand calculus, trigonometry, and economics. But when it comes to the things that would save my soul, I am foolish. I don't take with me the things I need. In the previous chapter, if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, or the bridegroom, he would have watched and would not suffer of his house to be broken up. You know, he says in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken in the night. Let us not sleep as others do, but be awake and watch. You know, if we begin to be eat and drink with the drunken and to sleep, the Lord of us, the Lord of that servant, shall come unto him in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of. That I have to suddenly jar up from sleep, trim a lamp, and go out to meet him. Will I be ready? You know, and the thing is, they say, well, what is this that I have to take? Is the oil representative of the Spirit of God? Is the oil representative of this? They all had it. They all had oil. But some had more than others. And that's the theme of this chapter. Some people have something. Other people don't. The ones that do shall get more. And those who have nothing shall have whatever they have taken from them. Whatever they seem to have is going to be removed. The little bit that they do have is going to be taken away. It's about the judgment and God's unfairness in that regard. As far as we say he's unfair. Because we don't like the way he deals with us. But as according to the other parable, it is lawful for him to do what he wills with his own. And he's good to all, and that he gives all. They all had oil. They all had oil. They all had a fire. They all had a lamp.